Republican leaders from around the state gathered in Columbus for the annual Ohio GOP state dinner. The headlining guest, White House advisor Kellyanne Conway, called on the county and local officials to find ways to encourage more women to run for office. As Conway and Ohio Republican Party Chairman Jane Timken took the stage to discuss important issues facing the party, the first topic was about encouraging more women to run for office.
The number one impediment for many women not running for office is that nobody's ever asked them to do it. Guys, I love you, but you wake up every morning and you see a senator in the mirror. Women have to be asked. They have to be told.
Conway says women have attributes that make them ideal candidates in local, state, and federal elections. She says, on the whole, women tend to be good negotiators, and because they're new to politics, less corruptible. Conway says women have a lot to say on a host of public policy topics, such as healthcare, education, and national security. But she says they might balk at the idea of running for office because they're disenchanted by politics.
But ladies, you're going to stay up at night anyway, worried about the issues facing the world in Ohio and your counties in Ohio. So you might as well just take all of that angst and those beliefs and those ideas and the action and go put it into greatness.
Former Ohio Attorney General and Auditor Betty Montgomery agrees that women tend to wait to be asked to run for leadership positions. In fact, she says she was one of them. She urges that the state needs more women in public office. But Montgomery believes the GOP faces a challenge in finding more women candidates.
I do think that this president's rhetoric has been damaging for encouraging women to run.
However, Montgomery says it's important for prospective leaders to dig deeper and look at what the party stands for.
That's what I try to do when I talk to women and say, look, you're in for the long run. And there will be personalities that come and go that are offensive to you, that you disagree with. But at the end of the day, what do you believe in? What are your core principles? And if they align with the party, then you should be a member of the party.
Montgomery, a Republican, was the state's first woman AG. She has spent decades chairing a leadership institute that helps develop young women leaders. It's named after the state's first woman Speaker of the House, fellow Republican Joanne Davidson. Women make up 51% of the state's population, yet none of the five executive statewide office holders and neither of the state's two U.S. senators are women. There are only three women members of Congress from Ohio, along with just 25% of the Ohio House and Senate. While Democratic lawmakers are close to an even split between men and women, the Republican caucus in the House and Senate combined is 85% male. Mehek Cook is trying to play a role in changing that. She's running for House District 21 as a Republican against a Democratic incumbent.
I think more and more women need to think about how they can get to a race and be successful rather than all the barriers around them.
One of the state's top women officials is House Democratic leader Amelia Sykes. She says no matter the party affiliation, more women should be in office to reflect the state's population.
Society has to, you know, encourage and embrace the women's leadership, accept it, and not push back on it, and allow the women who want to engage in this process to be a part of this process the best way that they can.
Conway, Montgomery, Cook, and Sykes all agree that it takes a concerted effort to reach out to women and find ways to encourage them. An example of that could be found with Governor Mike DeWine's administration. 62% of the cabinet leadership positions are filled by women. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.